Live Sunday show. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call at 855-450-3733. We've been talking about here the last segment or so is corporal punishment and relationships between children and parents. This is... Well, this is the show that you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. Doug in Minnesota appears as though he wants to talk about spanking, too.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, nice to talk to you again.
It's good to talk to you, Doug.
Oh, is this the Doug? The smoothie Doug?
Yeah, smoothies by Doug. Yeah, Doug is smoothies. That's right it was, yeah.
Cool.
That's right. Hey, Mark, you said something just recently on the break, before the break, that made me start thinking about my past. And my parents were spankers.
Your parents were spankers, okay.
Sorry to hear that, Doug.
Yep. Yeah, I am too, actually, because I am now a non-spanking convert.
How many times did they spank is what I want to know, Doug, because this is a huge gamut. Many times people who don't spank choose to put people into categories of spankers or non-spankers, but I think that it's more important also to talk about how many times you were spanked.
That's another thing I was thinking about. And caveat, I don't have kids here, but
okay.
But everybody was a child at one point, Doug, and that counts.
I think your thoughts matter. I also think that there's a practical application that goes into being a parent. But I'm interested in what you have to say.
Yeah, I was spanked. I think we were spanked rarely. I just don't know for sure. I would say something like maybe a couple times a year.
Okay.
It had to have been something pretty serious, I think. But maybe... It was more often. I'll have to ask my mom. But I remember...
She doesn't remember either.
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
I'll bet she doesn't.
I don't know, yeah. Here's something that you said, though. You said one of the things in the last call I brought up, Mark, you thought that people spanked to make a point, you know, to train the kid that what you did was dangerous, wrong. I want to get your attention about this.
Not just wrong, but dangerous is. If you want my you want me to advocate anything, and I'm not saying I do. I'm just thinking about this. Is if I were to advocate anything, I would advocate it to use as training to prevent situations that may occur that are deadly.
But at the same time, Mark, you haven't used it so far.
I haven't needed to. At this point, I have never needed to employ that tool. I hope never to need to employ that tool. It is not going to be something that I pull out immediately. I can assure you of that.
Right. And here's the thing that got me thinking. I began to think about this. Of all the times I was spanked, and it must have been many over my lifetime, I can't remember why for any of them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Doug, I completely believe that because... When kids are scared, that's all they can focus on is the fear. And what they learn is to be fearful. They don't learn a lesson or not to do something or to do something. They just learn to fear the person that's hitting them. And so that's one reason it's not effective. Another is that every research that has been done on this has shown, one, kids who are hit have more likelihood of becoming violent themselves with other kids.
That research is only on children that are spanked often.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think spanking is extremely common. 70 to 90% of parents across all socioeconomic groups.
But far fewer do it regularly and often. And this is where the study that I saw was children that were spanked. I think it was 4 to 5 times a week. So you're talking about somebody who's really wailing on that kid. And Doug, the point I'd like to make
is
spanking's really only intended to be effective for a short period of time. By the time you were 12, you could probably figure out how to cross the street, whereas, you know, your parent may have been trying to teach you at 3, you don't run away from me in the parking lot because it's deadly.
Right, and the point that I would like to make about that is that how are they ever supposed to learn how to reason if nobody tries and nobody's patient with them and teaches them?
How are they supposed to reason if their head is turned into a watermelon, a smushed melon?
Supposed to reason if their brain is turned to a stop sign by fear of hitting?
I don't think one or two spankings. I don't know that. I'd like to see the study. I'd like to see the study that says one spanking turns children into Jeffrey Dahmer. And I don't think it's out there.
Well, no, it is not. But when a kid is hit, when they're being faced with physical violence, they feel fear. They get a fight or flight response. And kids who are spanked often and hit often, and of course it's a continuum from seldom to often, you know, that inhibits brain development because they constantly feel scared, and they don't develop those critical thinking skills.
Here. I want to tell you my experience, and it's strange, and Mark, you brought up something. You said, I bet by the time you were 12, you learned how to cross the street. My last spanking, I had already gone through puberty, and my dad spanked me, and it was embarrassing and shameful, and I was nervous and like twittery, and I, you know, and he insisted on the spanking. I must have done something pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it was, but I was a young man, and so I think Stephanie might be right. The thing was this shame, this embarrassment of having my bare butt spanked by my dad when I had pubic hair.
Yeah, I've got to say that it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense to me, and that does seem to me sort of domination activity, where, hey, this is my house, I make the rules around here,
well,
and if you're
always,
not going to follow the rules,
it's always domination, no matter what age the kid is.
It is domination in the sense that I demand my child's obedience when it comes to deadly situations because I know that he doesn't have the cognitive abilities today and now to be able to handle these things. I talk to him on a regular basis. We just talked today about why Daddy was going to let him watch the show that he wanted to watch rather than watching the show that I was watching, because normally I wouldn't do that. But I felt that in the circumstances that made sense to let him watch Blue's Clues, and about some guy who spends all of his time at his house talking to his dog and his imaginary talking plates and stuff, and, you know, as opposed to what I was watching at the time, because I just felt like it was a better. So I attempt to do these things, but there are times I feel that one needs to communicate quickly. Hopefully I don't run across these situations, or I come up with other ways to do it, because I think there are better punishments.
Well, Mark,
but
you know,
one of these things that I've heard is that no extrinsic motivations, that you should not use extrinsic motivations at all. And if you take away timeouts and spankings, and what is a parent left with as a tool?
Well, lots of things, and the most important thing is connecting with a child and trying to understand what they're feeling and what they need, because kids do need things, and they have emotional and psychological needs that aren't just things like food and water. And, you know, understanding those and understanding the needs that are present in yourself as a parent are key to making that connection with your child.
Doug,
and,
you know, Mark, were timeouts used on you?
I don't think they were. I don't remember my parents being timeouts.
Were stickers and other little prizes used for motivations for you?
Yes. My
Do you remember what they were used for?
They were pretty darn good. They were good parents. You know, they spank once in a while. The benefits things, you mean? The carrot, not the stick?
The carrot versus the stick, yeah.
Well, I remember one of it was schoolwork and, you know, money for grades, which...
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It's really...
But you don't remember what you earned the grade for. This is the point that I'm making, is people often don't remember crap from their childhood.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons for that is that, you know, yes, people sometimes don't remember things from their childhood, but Doug did remember being hit. He remembered being hit, but he didn't
remember
why he was hit.
And he doesn't remember why he got the stickers necessarily either.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing before I go here. I want to bring this up because this is pretty fascinating and I think a good thing. Stern, conservative psychology talk show host Dr. Laura, she said, do not spank your kids. Instead, do this. When they're about to do something bad, they're going to hurt themselves, you want to get a point across, you grab them by the arm, not to hurt them, and you pull them close to your face, and you get in their face, and you are very angry and sternly, not yelling, but just say, do not do that. And explain why, but that alone will startle a kid, and that will, you know, it's almost like spanking in a way, you know.
Yeah, Doug, that is almost like spanking because you're scaring the hell out of the kid, and I don't know that that's much better, honestly.
Well,
I think.
Now that I say that, you have to might be right, Stephanie.
Doug, I just want to say before you go, Doug, I'm really sorry that happened to you, all the spankings and, you know, the thing with your dad, and I'm glad that you're thinking about it now and you've made a conscious decision not to be a hitter.
Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, Senior Gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Let me tell you about the Free State Project real quick. Stephanie and I are both movers for the Free State Project. It is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals. We're not going to stop at 20,000. It's okay.
Once we get to that point, people will want to move here way beyond 20,000.
It's a movement to concentrate people who believe in the ideas of liberty, the idea that government should, at its very maximum, protect life, liberty, and property all to one state so that we can work on making that happen by concentration of our voices amongst the community, through political action in some cases, through civil action in other cases, through media, these kind of things. You can be involved. Go to freestateproject.org. It's freestateproject.org. We have been talking about discipline, I guess, amongst parents and children. Let's go to... God, I'm going to try this name here. Uka Araline?
Ukara.
Ukara?
Okay. Hi, Ukara.
There's a Ukaraline here. Is there any chance it's Ukaraline?
No.
Okay, it's Ukara. Calling from Michigan. That part I can get.
Close enough.
It's not Michigan? No. Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. I think the abbreviation for Missouri is M-O, and perhaps the board op put down the wrong abbreviation. So, what do you want to talk about, Kara?
I'd like to continue child discipline.
Okay.
And I really have to say, I do not agree with some of the things that people have been saying.
Okay. What make your point?
Okay, well, first of all, as a child, I was spanked, and I am not sorry for it. I am very glad, and it was something that my mother, she did discipline me. Now, I did also have a father who was abusive, but they were two very different things that I can distinguish between. And I do have to say, as a mother, I do discipline my children.
And by discipline, you mean spank?
Yes,
at times.
Yeah, I kind of wish people would just call it what it is, which is hitting.
I think that, there's motor vehicles. Some of those motor vehicles are trucks. Some of those motor vehicles are cars. Some of those motor vehicles are motorcycles. So spanking specifies what activity we're talking about.
Ukara,
what you mean when you say spanking is you mean that you paddle a child on the butt, either with your hand or an object, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's... When people use these euphemisms, people have called in on the subject numerous times, and they've said, oh, a little pat on the butt or a little smack on the fanny.
Depending on the size of the child, a pat really might not be too far from the truth. I mean, I can deliver one heck of a blow, but I wouldn't deliver that blow on my 3-year-old to the level that I could. So,
right, but the point of the spank is to scare them, right, and to ostensibly teach them a lesson, right? And so it has to be forceful. Forceful enough to hurt them and scare them.
It's not about scaring them. No, ma'am, you have it all wrong.
And oh, I have it all wrong.
If you are doing it for that reason, then you are not doing it for the correct reason.
What's the correct reason?
Okay, well, now, I'm not speaking for all Christians here, so I don't want people to, if they're against it, look at Christianity as a stereotype and look against them in the wrong light.
Okay.
Let me guess, you're going to spank your children to make them godly. This is what we heard last week.
Make them godly?
Yes, this is what somebody said last week.
I spank them to cleanse their conscience.
Cleanse their conscience?
Let her talk. I'm interested in this. I've never heard of the conscience cleansing spanking, so please.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do not believe a child should be spanked for something that they don't know what they're doing. There's a difference between training and there's a difference between spanking. If a child knows that they are doing wrong and they willfully do it anyway, that is when the disciplinary action of spanking comes into action.
And how do you know if they know that they're doing it wrong or doing something wrong?
Do you have children?
I don't have children.
I can tell you, I've seen Jack look me right in the eye and do what it is that he's not supposed to do. Well, is he testing? Is he seeing whether I'm going to be consistent? I don't know what he does and why he does it. And it seems to me he's testing the boundaries.
Thank you. That's my exact point. When they know, and when you know that they know, if you're guessing that they know, that's probably not the best time to do it.
You know,
the whole point of it, when your child knows that they're doing wrong. And I remember as a child, I mean, I actually have memories from the age of 3. When you do something wrong, you do feel bad about it.
So why does a parent need to, why does a parent supposedly need to hit a child if the child does feel bad when they do something wrong, Yukara?
Are you supposed to pat them on the back and say, oh, it's okay, I know you did wrong, but there's nothing bad about that? Or are you supposed to take action? I mean, when a child is wrong, sitting them in the corner, does that not do the same thing? Or are you saying that that's the only kind that we're allowed to do?
Well, sometimes when I'm not saying you're allowed or not allowed to do anything, you're a sovereign individual. But, you know, sometimes when a child does something that hurts themselves, then they have a consequence, right? When they stick their finger in a socket, they might get zapped, you know, and so they experience a consequence. And sometimes when they do something that hurts someone else, they feel bad.
What if it's just something that they're not supposed to do? They feel that guilt. They feel that shame.
Then it may be an arbitrary thing. And, you know, I think guilt and shame... Guilt and shame are
no, not at all.
You didn't even hear what I was saying. But go on, make your point, and then I would like to ask you a question.
All right. Myself as a Christian, when I have a guilty conscience, quite frankly, I have had God, and this is spiritually speaking, not in a literal physical sense, but I have had God flat out turn me over his knee and spank me. I mean, honestly.
Do you believe in self-flagellation?
I believe in what?
Flagellation?
Self-flagellation.
That's the only type of flagellation you can do, right?
I think you can whip someone else. It's whipping.
Do you believe in self-flagellation, which is beating yourself in order to atone for sins?
Do you believe in sending someone to jail when they do something wrong?
Unless there's a victim, no.
Right. I mean, if they're a danger to society, I do.
Okay, when someone does something wrong, they are supposed to get in trouble for that, right? You know,
this isn't the question I was asking you, Cara. Actually, I think you misunderstood my question. Do you believe in, this is a Christian concept, at least a partially Christian, sects of Christians do this, which is beat themselves for sin. So when they do something wrong...
I don't agree with that, no.
Okay. I was just wondering, I mean, you know, it sounds like you might be going down that road, and I was interested. It's an unusual aspect. Monks in the Dark Ages used to wear hair shirts because the world is supposed to be suffering.
So, Yukara, I have a question I would like to ask you. Are you aware that all the research that's been done on spanking has shown that children who are hit are more likely to be violent with other children and have problems with brain development? They have lower IQ, they have trouble with critical thinking because of all this fear and constant activation of the fight or flight response. If you knew that those things were true, would you still advocate spanking?
I believe you're speaking of abuse. I don't believe you're actually talking about spanking, because when a parent does something in anger, that will come across to the child as anger, and that will cause mental damage, and that will cause problems.
I don't see how you could be violent with a kid in love or...
Thank you for the call. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
that.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. How big is the debt crisis? Really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. As the camera pans out over this minute-long video and the bar graphs continue to rise, you will be stunned by the U.S. debt in comparison to other numbers and what's causing the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, but you'll be amazed. And share this video with your friends. Email it to people. Put it on Facebook. Share it on your Facebook so other folks can see it. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free, online, continuing education, economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. Learnliberty.org/FTL.
And did you know that you can help out Free Talk Live for just $3 a month? amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go if you would like to find out more about that opportunity and get perks.
Perks! Everybody wants some
secret perks.
Perquisites.
I would like to say something about the last call. Yukara, I believe was her name. It really saddens me when people desperately try to defend their parents who have hurt them. And, you know, nobody wants to admit that they were hurt. You know, nobody wants to admit that something bad happened, but there's a part of yourself or the person, you know, every person who was hurt by their parents that needs empathy and needs to speak up and be recognized. And I think this whole concept of spanking and punishing kids is extremely relevant to liberty. And here's why. Or I can tell you after this call if you want, Mark. I know you're anxious to get to them.
Well, fine. That's fine. Fine. We'll take David in New Hampshire. David?
Good evening.
Howdy.
I was going to ask Stephanie something.
Sure.
how do you explain the many people that don't think spanking is quite as bad as you think it is? And many of the people, like you mentioned, somebody mentioned the 70% number.
70 to 90% of parents hit their kids. That's the number that I've seen most recently.
Right. And if they spank, how do you explain, like, kids that grown up and said and are saying are somewhat to an extent saying it wasn't that bad?
Well, I think that a lot of people are in denial, and like I just said, nobody wants to admit that they had something bad happen to them, and it's really difficult to face up to that that aspect and maybe acknowledge that, hey, this wasn't the best thing. Somebody might have made a mistake here. A lot of people don't want to say that, but it's really important, because only by connecting with that aspect of yourself, your child's self, can you really reconcile those things that happened and become a healthier person.
Well, I'd say that for myself, maybe I wasn't such a good kid sometimes. I mean, really not a good kid. And that might have been the reason why it happened to me. Oh, okay. Like,
well, David,
I'm going to say, like a lot of people, there's like a world of difference between getting an occasional spanking when you're really, really, really bad and then people have said, you know,
getting hit all the time,
regular abuse. Yeah,
of course, David, of course there's a continuum there, but it doesn't make the lower end of the continuum good or acceptable or right. I mean, I think that violence against children is wrong, and we should apply moral principles universally. And if we wouldn't say it's right or okay to hit another adult or an old person, even if they don't have the same cognitive skills as us, if they don't do what we say, then it's not okay to hit a child if they don't do what we say. And, you know, you mentioned that you were bad as a kid, David. I don't know what happened or what you did. But, you know, so often when people say that kids are bad, they're often just not being obedient to their parents. And sometimes maybe they are doing something that hurts someone else or something like that. But, you know, often kids repeat what they see in their environment. And so I think it's incumbent upon parents to look within themselves and see if maybe that's occurring.
Also, there's Stockholm syndrome. I'm not saying that that's what occurs with spanking. I don't know. I don't feel that. I feel that maybe some judgment could have been used differently in some of the spanking incidences as a child. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel unloved. I don't feel like my parents have done something horrifying or anything like that.
Well, no, and they
but
can still
Stockholm
love you.
Stockholm syndrome does exist, and people do have affinity for people who do terrible things to them.
Yes,
David. We have a bunch of calls. I appreciate yours. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How you gentlemen and lady doing?
Hello.
I'm just fine.
Hey, I'll definitely back you up, Stephanie, on this, because I got a little saying I made up. Use your brain, not your hand.
I mean, like that.
Why do we want all this control? Mm. Because when I reared my son and as he got older, you know, as a teenage years, they want to smart off and all. When they'd smart off to me, I'd say, man, I wish y'all didn't have your own brain and mouth. But you do, and I'm certainly going to let you use it. So, you know, I'm really libertarian in that sense. But And spanking does lead to, like, a lot of sexual problems, like you were talking about, Stephanie, and about more aggression. And I think we'll look at it as secondhand smoke now. But and like I want to ask parents out there, why do you want to hit a child? Think about that. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting another person.
Yes.
And you know, they're a lot smarter than what you think. And Stephanie, you may know more of the facts on that, but you remember the story about the mother that let her 8, 9, or 10-year-old child make it home, he made it.
Oh,
home.
He rode the bus by himself.
And
she
was
rode
the subway
bus
too.
And everything.
Yeah.
And everybody freaked out on that.
She
but,
was
hey,
called
Mark,
the worst mother in America.
Right. Hey, they did a special on that. Mothers all around the world.
Free range
and
kids.
You wouldn't believe, like in Africa and all, they get to get around the fires. They don't just helicopter them, you know, nonstop. And they make it.
Yeah.
But hey, Mark, this is something I'd like to tell you and Stephanie both. I read a real good article. And listen to this. If you think genes don't affect how people behave, consider this fact. If you are a carrier of a particular set of genes, the probability that you will commit a violent crime is four times as high as it would be if you lack those genes. Look, you're three times likely to commit robbery.
But it's rare.
Five times likely to commit aggravated assault. 98% of those on death row have these genes.
Wow. That's
you remember Mark?
Jeez, I wouldn't think 98% of the people on death row were guilty, frankly.
Right, but that doesn't mean everybody who has those genes is going to be on death row. It's
more that they did the crime that they were doing.
No, no. What it's saying is you don't have so much free will as you think.
Sure.
Because you remember the Charles Whitman story, the guy in Texas that climbed the tower that killed all those people years back?
No.
Guess what he wrote?
What?
Well, anyway, he climbed the tower. He knew he was changing. He even wrote stuff saying, what is going on with me? And guess what they found out? He left a note saying, do an autopsy on my brain. And guess what they discovered?
He had a brain tumor.
He had a tumor pushing on a certain area in the brain, and it made him do what he did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's been proven now. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't have as much free will. So quit hitting these kids,
thank you, Ed.
Especially children.
Thank you very much.
All right, enjoy your show.
Ed, thanks. Yeah.
You know, it's true that things like genes, I mean, we can't be totally deterministic. Of course, people have a choice, you know, especially when they're given a choice, right? And given a choice to act in a moral manner, right? You know, people do have a choice, but genes have a huge influence on how people behave. And things like brain tumors can severely affect people's personality. And
so what does a parent
behavior.
Do if they've got one of these bad kids? I mean, if that's the claim here, right? That the genes make one bad.
Well, if their kid has a brain tumor, then they take the child to a doctor.
Well, I don't know that you're going to know that your child has a tumor. They didn't know with this fella. I mean,
well, sure, but if I don't think Ed was saying that those genes make people bad. I think he was saying, especially if someone has these genes, they may be predisposed, especially if they have a bad home environment, to commit crimes later on in life.
Indeed.
So it does, the genes don't make them bad.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps. Summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps. Summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the show about your calls, but we've got so many of them, I'm not giving out the number. Stephanie, tell me about the shop.freetalklive.com.
Yep. If you go to that place, shop.freetalklive.com, you can enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's portal and help support Free Talk Live effortlessly. They will get a little spiff of whatever you buy, and the price is the same for you.
If you smoke cigarettes, you know at some point they're going to kill you. You've probably thought about trying the e-cigarette. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier, and here's a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Vaporsmiths makes one of the best vaporizers on the market. It allows you to get a full hit as opposed to some of these weaker ones that, it's kind of half hits and it's no fun at all. You don't want one. You already start saving money because e-cigarettes are significantly cheaper than those taxed cigarettes.
No kidding.
Yep. And you can get a free starter kit from Vaporsmiths.com and free shipping with the purchase of 40 quarter... Cartomizers, that's what they call the little things that hold the nicotine, and coupon code FTL. Use coupon code FTL, buy 40 cartomizers, get a free starter kit, and free shipping on orders of $60 or more. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, go to Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR or Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to Jim in Idaho. Jim? Jim, can you hear me?
If you're talking to Jim in Indiana, yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry.
Both start with I.
I will talk about my early life.
Okay.
I was born an obstinate child. My mother encouraged it. So did she do. She did the same with my sister.
She encouraged obstinance?
Yes.
Okay.
We never got spanked by my mother.
Okay.
My mother died when I was 5.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, sorry.
My grandmother had to start raising me. My grandmother was running a business. She put me right in school, first grade, a four-room schoolhouse in Appalachia.
So I assume that they had corporal punishment in the school?
They did, but they never corporal punished me.
Oh, that's great.
I did not do anything terrible, except that I did not want to be there, and I refused to speak to the teacher for the whole year.
Wow, and I think that's interesting.
Both my grandmothers and one uncle were at the school trying to get things straight, and I would not acknowledge the necessity of me speaking to that teacher.
Well, it sounds like your mother, you know, encouraged critical thinking, you know, and not just following orders blindly or submitting to arbitrary authority. So that sounds pretty cool.
You could stretch it out that way. And every child is an individual and needs to be handled as an individual.
That's the God's honest truth. Jim from Indiana, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jim.
You know, children, every child does need to be raised differently.
People are individuals and children are people.
I think we had two Jims in Indiana. What are the chances of that? We should get some kind of prize. Jim?
Yes, you're talking to the other Jim from Indiana.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Now I'm going to say the other thing. I'm going to support spanking, and I'm going to do it with some facts because you guys are really missing the boat on it. Mr. Hyman, who started this whole argument against spankings and was on Montel Williams and did a lot of things.
Wait. Who's Mr. Hyman? I don't know. I've never heard of a Hyman, and I don't support spanking.
I know what a Hyman is.
Well, it's a body part.
He opposes spanking. And
I suppose spanking, too, and I've never heard this guy. So there's a philosophical reason to not spank.
But you're also making claims that every research you've told one of the callers, and this is what inspired me.
Do a search. Do a Google search.
I did. You told the caller that all the research says that all the spanking is bad, but you're not doing your research. Out of Berkeley, California, one of the biggest supporters out of Berkeley University, who was a Bauman, who was a big supporter, anti-spanking supporter, she did a research study, one of the largest studies done, and actually found the results were in opposition to what she anticipated. She thought they would support, because the only biggest thing she did is she separated the abusive treatment that kids were receiving from spanking under strict guidelines.
Jim, it's abuse. Some of it's worse than others.
I disagree with this entirely. Stephanie, the two people have called that have said that they've both been abused and spanked, and they said they know the difference. And I don't think that it's fair to call it the same thing.
You don't think it's abusive to hit someone?
I'd really like to hear what Jim has to say as far as this research goes. Tell me about the research, Jim, because we're on a time schedule here.
I understand that. The research, and that's why I'm trying to talk quickly, because there's tons of information, and unfortunately, it can't get out quickly enough. The simple fact is this. If you spank, there are guidelines, and if you were to have guidelines with spanking, you do not use a closed hand, for example. You only use an open hand. You use a spank, if you spank the child.
I don't need spanking instructions.
We don't need instructions.
You're going to give me a study. I don't want instructions on how to spank your kid.
Under Bauman's research, when people use guidelines like this, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay, when people use guidelines like this and did not do stuff that actually was abusive, being hitting a child, but you hurt, that's abusive. If you hit a child once and it hurt you, you can guarantee you just abused that child.
Okay, so
Jim, there's a fine line between whatever you're describing and, you know what, there's a moral argument as well as a research argument. And, you know, you're talking about one study that
the moral argument goes along with operant condition, simple, basic research, simple, basic, analytic behavior.
Right, and there's a lot of research that shows operant conditioning is harmful to children as well. And if you'd allow me to get this out here, hitting is force, spanking is hitting. And I don't think that anyone would agree that it's okay to hit another adult or to hit an older person or to even hit a newborn baby.
Jim, I got to let you go. Tell me about this study. Jim, what's the name of this study? Give me a fact. One fact. Bauman?
If you look up B-A-U-M, something like that. It starts like that. Do a Google search. If you type in Google spanking Berkeley, you'll come up with them.
Thank you.
Want to desperately justify your mistaken
position, I just want to see the study. I think that the studies you've been quoting have been studies on a great deal of spanking in a short period of time, and I just don't think those are fair entirely. Let's go to Rick in Michigan. Rick, can you hear me? Yep.
Hi. Great to be on. I really appreciate this.
Quick.
I believe that there's a fine line between discipline and abuse. Discipline. I mean, you need to be calmed down. You need to not be mad at your child. You need to know what you're going to say to your child. Abuse is from being mad and spanking out of anger.
I see. A lot of people have brought this point up, but it seems very incompatible to me to say that someone could someone could hit a child and not have any anger in their mind at the same time. You're hitting someone else.
If my child was standing on the edge of something high and wasn't looking, was going to fall, I would grab her and get her attention, explain to her why she was going to be in trouble. That is being stern, a fatherly voice, a strong voice, stern, something that's going to snap, wake her up.
And would you hit her?
No.
Okay.
When she was 2 years old, I swatted her on the bottom. But that was to get her attention, and I gave her much love. Much love after that. And I tell you what, I haven't had to discipline her like that ever since.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever a case where anybody has to. That just removes the responsibility from the individual for their actions, saying that I have to do something. Oh, the kid made me do it. No, you always have a choice. And there are many parents out there who have chosen to raise their kids without hitting them, and we have heard from some of them tonight. And you know what? They're fine. They're good for it.
That's why I say that there should be discipline, but not in a physical way. A lack of discipline can be just as bad as physical abuse, because the child will grow up without any kind of boundaries or...
And what do you mean when you say discipline?
Discipline?
Time out, yelling, that kind of thing?
It's a wake-up call. You get their attention, and you look at them, and you explain to them, this is what you're doing that can hurt you. That either you can maybe going to hurt yourself physically, or even in a way that when you get older, it can affect your life.
Well, I think we heard from Hannah earlier this week.
As the adult that you were, I feel that God left me responsible to raise my child, to teach my child how to live and not get hurt.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's great that you haven't hit, and I commend you for that. I know it can be really difficult to be a parent. It's the hardest job in the world, and they often don't get enough credit. But if you take the time to educate yourself about discipline, you may find that it can be harmful to a child just as hitting can be. And as we heard from Hannah earlier in this week, connecting with a child is really a better long-run strategy for helping them learn.
Thank you for the call, Rick. I want to talk about this real quick. Mm-hmm. You talk about educate yourself on discipline. The fact is, discipline's like so many other topics out there. My wife has read many parenting books at this point, and mm-hmm. we are not convinced on this subject in one shape or another. Mm-hmm. You can educate yourself into a corner in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. It's like so many people out there that say, you don't agree with me? You need to get educated. And I think there's a lot of different studies out there.
Well, everybody has to find their own way. And, Mark, I'm glad that you care about Jack enough to learn about this thing, and I think that you're doing a great job.
Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.